There was an employer who fired his servant because, as he put it, the man obeyed and more besides. The employer explained, he was continually doing things that I never told him to do. Another man who heard the employer's statement went immediately and hired that discharged man, grateful to have an employee who would go above and beyond the orders. All went well, for a time, until one day when the man was ordered to move some boxes from one side of the warehouse to the furnace room. The man performed well, and then, seeing that there were some other boxes on the other side of the room, decided to move them as well. However, the second pile of boxes contained explosives. As a result, the factory was demolished. Those who've tried to improve on God's commandments also invariably meet with disaster. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 tells us, I know that everything God does will remain forever. There is nothing to add to it, and there is nothing to take from it, for God has so worked that men should fear him. When the serpent taunted Eve in the Garden of Eden, he tested, did God say? But rather than simply answering his question with God's exact command, Eve added her own little addition. You shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die. God had only said, don't eat. He didn't say, don't touch. And Satan took that little alteration and ran with it, tempting Eve to question everything that God had said. Even Jesus declared his determination to fulfill only that which the Father had declared, as we see in John chapter 5. Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner. Jesus' meaning was specific. I am bound to obey exactly what the Father expects, no more, no less. I will do only what the Heavenly Father is doing. Oh, if only we would practice that same single-minded obedience.